This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, I would like to start with congratulating every single one of you with the commencement of the month of Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak. Ramadan Mubarak to you. Ramadan Mubarak to your family. Ramadan Mubarak to the entire Muslim community in Australia and all around the world. It is a blessed month, even with the current situation that we're in. I'm here at the Masjid at Tayyu Umay. Usually this time, in the month of Ramadan, this place is full of brothers, full of sisters, who come together to celebrate the commencement of the month of Ramadan and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. But I look around me, towards my right, left and in front of me, the Masjid is empty. And I feel the grief of the masajid. I feel that this masjid and every other masjid around the world is crying that in the month of Ramadan it's empty. But inshallah, even though the masajid are empty, our hearts are full of masajid, our homes are full of masajid, and our love will only increase to the masajid. So my brothers and my sisters, with the current situation that we're in, I'm very optimistic at the beginning of the month of Ramadan, and I say to you, Ramadan Mubarak. Ramadan Mubarak, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this Ramadan to you. Ramadan Mubarak, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this Ramadan to all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live this year's Ramadan in the best state. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to make the most out of this year's Ramadan. Obviously, this year's Ramadan is going to be different. It's going to be strange, and it is strange. I'm here right in the middle of the masjid in the Umay, and there's no one around when we used to have hundreds of people in this masjid. But inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to keep us connected to one another, whether it's online or inshallah spiritually, because alhamdulillah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not limited to a place, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not limited to a time, and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not limited to an event. And today, less than two hours ago, the month of Ramadan had commenced, and I'm talking about here in Sydney, in Australia. Less than 2 hours ago, the month of Ramadan had started. Less than 2 hours ago, the month of Ramadan had begun. And when the month of Ramadan begins, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us what happens exactly at the commencement and at the beginning of the month of Ramadan. Alayhi salatu wasallam says that when the month of Ramadan commences and starts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the gates of the paradise. And there's not even a gate of the paradise that's closed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shut the gates of the hellfire, and there's not even one gate of the hellfire that's open. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will chain and lock up the shayateen. So less than 2 hours ago, for us here in Australia, maybe globally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam, but in the next few hours, 100% every single place on the face of this earth will have the paradise open for them and the hellfire closed for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lock up the shayateen. The paradise had opened all its gates and the hellfire had shut all its gates. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala locked up the shayateen. Regardless whether the masajid are open or not, regardless there is this coronavirus or not, regardless of this crisis or not, right now the paradise and all the gates of the paradise are right open. Right now all the gates of the hellfire are shut. What do we learn out of that? What do you and I learn when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the gates of the paradise are all open and there's not even one gate of the paradise that's closed? And when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that all the gates of the hellfire are shut and there's not even one gate of the hellfire that's open, this is an encouragement for you and I. And right now we need a lot of encouragement. This is an encouragement for you and I to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to enter the paradise. That's why He opened all the gates of the paradise for you to enter the paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed the gates of the hellfire because Allah doesn't want you in the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to see you in the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want your destiny to be in the hellfire. Allah wants you for the paradise. And right now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had opened all the gates of the paradise, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shut all the gates of the hellfire, in which Allah is saying to you in one way or another, Oh, my Muslim servant, the one that's fasting in the month of Ramadan, and right now is the month of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan just commenced and started. I want you for my paradise, and I don't want to see you in the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. What more optimism do you need, my brother and my sister? What more optimism, what more encouragement, what more inspiration are you after? To know that right now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had opened all the gates of the paradise for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shut all the gates of the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on top of all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala incarcerated and chained the shayateen. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do that? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you a head start. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pushing you forward. Allah azza wa jalla has given you this inspiration for you to be with Him. Allah wants you for Him. He doesn't want you for the shaitan. That's why, my brother and my sister, the month of Ramadan is so blessed. Whether the masajid are open or not, whether we're in lockdown or not, whether we are going through this crisis or not, the masajid are part of our lives. The masajid are part and parcel of our lives. But at the end of the day, what's more important than the masjid is Allah, the Lord of the masjid, that we connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the paradise is open for you, and the hellfire is shut, and the shayateen are locked up. But it doesn't stop over here. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues to say, then a caller will call, Ya baghi al-khayri aqbal, wa ya baghi al-sharri adbir. Or the one that's seeking goodness, come forward. And all the one that's seeking evilness, turn back. Right now there's a caller calling. Maybe you can't hear it with your own ear, but you hear it with your heart. This caller is saying to you, all the one that's seeking goodness, come forward. All the one that's seeking evilness, turn back. Because this is the month of goodness and now evilness. But it doesn't just stop over here. There's more that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. And a lot more than what we could even comprehend and imagine in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues to say, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to save people from the hellfire every single night from the night of the month of Ramadan. Every single night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an announcement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an announcement every single night about His servants, about a group of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an announcement of His servants in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save them from the hellfire. So every night leading to the end of the month of Ramadan, from now to the end of the month of Ramadan, whether the month of Ramadan is going to be 29 days or 30 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a declaration and announcement every night in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save people from the hellfire. What you and I need to aim tonight, that will be from amongst us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will declare us to be saved from the hellfire tonight. I don't want to wait to the end of the month of Ramadan. I don't want to wait to halfway of the month of Ramadan. I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me from amongst those tonight, from the first night of the month of Ramadan, that I'm announced from amongst those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save from the hellfire. We should aspire for this. A believer loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, he aspires for everything. He hangs on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Never lets go of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And the month of Ramadan is the month of mercy. The month of Ramadan is the month of rahmah. The month of Ramadan is the month of forgiveness. The month of Ramadan is the month of generosity. And right now, we are in the month of Ramadan. Can you believe it? That we started the month of Ramadan, subhanallah. We are right now at the beginning of the month of Ramadan, but unfortunately some people are still warming up for the month of Ramadan when they should have warmed up for the month of Ramadan days, if not months before. Right now we are at the beginning of the month of Ramadan, where all the gates of the paradise had opened, where all the gates of the hellfire are shut, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chains and locks up the shayateen. And right now there's a caller that's calling. Are you hearing him saying, oh, the one that's seeking goodness, come forward. This is your opportunity. This is your time. Or the one that's seeking evilness, turn back. You don't belong in this month. The month of Ramadan carries with it the rahmah of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah, the blessings of Allah. And there's no room for the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon those who are seeking evilness, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives everyone. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah encompasses everyone. So right now, my brother and my sister, we are in dire need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah. And part of this rahmah, my brother and my sister in Islam, is for us to be hopeful. To be hopeful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not be hopeless. Do not be despondent. Do not be despaired from the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the month of Ramadan is the month of rahmah. The month of Ramadan is the month of mercy. And part of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we want Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive us. Part of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us. Part of the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal, we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the hellfire. Part of the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal, we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to declare us from amongst those that shall enter the paradise and never ever experience the hellfire. And also, my brothers and my sisters, part of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate this pain and suffering that we are all going through. All humanity, every single human being on the face of this earth is suffering from this virus, from this pandemic. Part of the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal is that we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lift this suffering. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease the pain that we are going through. That's part of the rahmah of Allah. And inshallah it's going to happen in the month of Ramadan. I'm optimistic. Not only that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us in the month of Ramadan. Not only that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept us in the month of Ramadan. But inshallah before the month of Ramadan ends, inshallah this pandemic will end. Because we are believers. We depend on Allah Azza wa Jal. We are believers, we rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are believers that believe that all the affairs of mankind and the creation of Allah are in the hands of Allah. In the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, it will happen. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordains, it will happen. It's all in the hands of Allah azza wa jal. So this year's Ramadan is going to be a different Ramadan. But bi-idhnillah ta'ala, is going to be a unique Ramadan. And I'm talking to you right now. Usually this time in Ramadan, at the Yuma, this place, the Yuma is buzzing. It's buzzing with your beautiful faces. It's buzzing with your beautiful presence. But subhanAllah, you look around, it's empty. And we are forced to be in this state. It's not that you and I had chosen this. But at the same time, I'm optimistic. A believer should always be optimistic during the easy days and the hard days. A believer should be more optimistic during the days of hardships, tests and trials. So we are optimistic. And inshallah, we're going to appreciate the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But right now, what we're going to do inshallah, we're going to turn our homes into masajid. Right now, you should be establishing Tarawih prayers at your place. I pray Tarawih with my own kids and my own family. And I got even each of my sons to lead the prayers. I let Salat al-Isha and I got each of my sons to lead at least 2 rak'at of the Tarawih prayers. I want to also establish my house and turn it into a masjid. We can turn our homes into masajid. Because connecting yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your connection to Allah azza wa jal is not limited to the masjid. It's not limited to the Yuma. It's not limited to the Haram. It's not limited to Mecca. It's not limited to Medina. It's not limited to anywhere. It's only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are just platforms. Platforms. And right now, this is the test. Are you turning your home into a masjid? Are you reviving the spirit of the Tarawih prayers at home? Are you praying it with your family? Don't deprive yourself from the Tarawih prayers. Just because you're not coming to the masjid, that shouldn't be a reason for you not to pray Tarawih. Establish the Tarawih prayers with your family. Establish the Tarawih prayers with whoever it is, you establish the Tarawih prayers. Whether it's your wife, whether it's your spouse, your children, your mother, your father, or even if you are on your own. Establish the Tarawih prayers at home. Don't deprive yourself from the Tarawih prayers. The month of Ramadan this year is different. The month of Ramadan this year is a bit of a strange Ramadan. But, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, it's going to be a unique Ramadan. And I want myself and you, inshallah, to continue reviving the spirit of Ramadan the way we usually revive the spirit of Ramadan in every Ramadan. Just because we're not coming to the masjid, it doesn't make any difference in my life. Just because I don't come to the masjid, doesn't make any difference in my life, doesn't make any difference in your life, doesn't make a difference in any of our lives. Inshallah, we're going to revive the spirit of the masjid in our homes. And that's the character of a true believer. We connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because of the boundaries that surround us. We connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of Allah azza wa jal. And this is something that We learn from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam connected himself to Allah azza wa jal. When he was in Mecca, when he was in Medina. When he had jama'ah, when he had na jama'ah. When he was by himself, when he had thousands of followers. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the upper hand, or when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was persecuted by the people of Quraysh. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to maintain his relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. This is what we learn from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my brother and my sister, as the month of Ramadan commences and starts, I encourage and urge every single one of you to revive the spirit of Ramadan in your home. Live Ramadan this year like every previous year. The only difference is it's going to be in your home. Everything that you usually do at the masjid, do it at home. Everything that you used to get from the masjid, you get it at home. Everything that you used to come and do at the masjid, you implement it at home. Don't deprive yourself. This is the test right now. This is the test. I believe this is the test. Maybe subhanAllah, one of the mysteries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the wisdoms of Allah azza wa jal, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, that Allah azza wa jal wants to test us, that we encounter and we experience this virus in the month of Ramadan to see what we're going to do. That's one of the wisdoms of Allah azza wa jal, to see what are you going to do. Are you always limiting yourself just to worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla in Ramadan and just worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the masjid? Or is your worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24-7? Well, the true believer, his worship to Allah Azza wa Jalla, her worship to Allah Azza wa Jalla is 24-7. Nothing stops me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing comes in between me and Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't put anything between you and him until you put something between you and Allah Azza wa Jalla. Remember that one. Allah never puts anything between you and him unless you put something between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And right now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed all the barriers that used to exist. He removed the barrier of the hellfire, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed the hellfire. He removed the barrier of the shaitan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala locked him up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the barrier of punishment, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned this month into a month of mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to give and give and give in this month. And subhanAllah, how amazing it is that the month of Ramadan had started. And just for you and I to experience Ramadan this year, this is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. You know that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow you to experience another Ramadan in your life, this is another blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Just on this, on its own, we need to be so appreciative and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that right now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us to be from amongst those who had experienced another Ramadan in their life. So much so that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may their nose be rubbed on the ground. And he said it three times, may their nose be rubbed on the ground, may their nose be rubbed on the ground. The Sahaba said, who is he, O Messenger of Allah? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he's the one or she's the one that experienced the month of Ramadan and yet they are not forgiven. Even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shocked to someone that will live and experience the month of Ramadan and yet their sins are not forgiven. So for you and I to experience even 1 second of the month of Ramadan, this is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us all. Right now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us. And you know what, my brother and my sister in Islam, keep that in mind. Maybe one of the reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed you and I to live this second of the month of Ramadan because Allah loves us. It's part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another sign from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity for us to experience another merciful month like the month of Ramadan, like this month that we're in right now. So subhanallah, the month of Ramadan has started for us in particular, the ones who are living in eastern side of Australia, in Sydney. It started. And in the next few hours, Ramadan would have started in most of the world. And inshallah, we'll start the month of Ramadan with a new intention. We'll renew our intention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That ya Allah, ya our Lord, and why are you servants? Ya Allah, we acknowledge that everything is in your hands and nothing is in our hands. And ya Allah, we are seeking your mercy and you are the one that has mercy and you are the one that can forgive us and no one else can forgive us. So the month of Ramadan is a blessed month and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all right now to be from amongst those who had experienced and encountered another Ramadan in their life. I know it's a different Ramadan, it's a challenging Ramadan, but inshallah we are up for it. Inshallah we are strong to adapt with the current situation. We are believers at the end of the day. What makes us believers, not because wallahi my name is Ahmed or Mahmoud, we've got Muslim names. No, we are believers because we have strong character. We adapt. We adapt for any situation. We adapt in any circumstance. That's what makes us to be believers. And that's what we learn from our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my brother and my sister in Islam, adapt this year in Ramadan. And be a true believer in Ramadan. And trust me, my brother and my sister, if your intention is for the sake of Allah, and you want to please Allah Azza wa Jal, and you want to really revive the spirit of Ramadan, even while you are staying at home 24/7, trust me, my brother and my sister, you will experience the most beautiful Ramadan in your life, even though you haven't even stepped foot in the masjid. Why? Because it's not in your hands. It's not in your hands. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he used to set out for any of his expeditions, he used to say to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, we had left people behind in Medina. For every step that we take, they share the rewards with us. For every mountain that we climb, they share the rewards with us. For every valley that we descend to, they share the rewards with us. So the Sahaba turned around and said, oh, Messenger of Allah, we are putting the time and effort and we are sacrificing. And they are sitting back home with their families and they share the exact same rewards with us. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, they wanted to be with us, but they couldn't make it. They had an excuse and that's why they stayed behind. But because of their intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards them the same and exact same rewards that you are getting. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and my sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to give us the rewards, the same and the exact rewards that we usually get in the month of Ramadan. This year while we're staying at home, the rewards of coming to the masjid and the rewards of praying the tarawih prayers and the rewards of listening to the talks and the rewards of the brotherhood and sisterhood and the rewards of staying in the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to give us the exact same rewards, if not even more, this year while we're staying at home. Why? Because as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حَبَسَهُمُ الْعُضْرِ. They have an excuse and we have an excuse. So rest assured, if you are genuine and sincere in your intention that you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you want to make the most out of the month of Ramadan this year, even though you'll be staying at home 24/7 and you won't even step foot in the masjid, rest assured that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you all the rewards. But if your intention, you know what, I'm going to take it easy this year Ramadan, I'm going to be complacent, I'm going to get myself too comfortable, then you know what, you'll be at home and other people at home, they'll be getting their rewards and you won't be getting anything. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. All the deeds are according to the intention. So my brothers and my sisters, inshallah, I wish you from the bottom of my heart, Ramadan Mubarak, a blessed Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this year's Ramadan a blessed Ramadan, a rewarding Ramadan, a joyful Ramadan, a fruitful Ramadan. And inshallah, be with us and stay connected to us. We'll be delivering an online live talks every single night, 7:30 p.m. Sydney time, here from the UMA, with different speakers every single night. So inshallah, be with us. We want to stay connected to you, and we want you to stay connected to us, and together, inshallah, we'll continue to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because no one will disconnect us from Allah, and no one will disconnect us from one another. My brothers and my sisters, once again, Ramadan Mubarak. Once again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this season Ramadan to you. Once again, I'm optimistic and you should also be optimistic. Once again, let us inshallah make the most out of this year's Ramadan. And inshallah, this year's Ramadan will be a unique, joyful, rewarding, spiritual Ramadan more than any other Ramadan. And inshallah, we'll get through this crisis together. And inshallah, we'll see each other once again. We'll see each other inshallah face to face and we'll get together and we will celebrate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, mercy, forgiveness. And we'll celebrate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing upon us inshallah sooner than later. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.